always messed always up. Wanted
that was
to
pretty cool.
Hey, welcome to our Deeper podcast. This is the very first one that we've ever done.
Hola.
I am here with some of my friends. We'll get to meet them a little bit later, but right off the bat, I want to tell you that we want your feedback. So we have this email is podcast@deeperfaith.org. And we want you to just email us with any feedback. But then the other thing we want you to do is this, okay? Check it out. Get on your phone or your computer and record a message, okay? And then send it to us via email, the one I just gave you. And then if, this is cool, if we play their recording, their MP3 or the WAV file, in our next podcast, guess what they win?
A new car.
Wrong. A t-shirt. Now, we will show you the t-shirt, except it doesn't exist yet. But trust us, we will have a t-shirt for you.
It'd be pretty cool.
And then, you know, we'll move in after the t-shirt.
Is it sleeveless?
It depends.
What about is it going to be the logo t-shirt?
It's going to be the logo from our podcast. You just saw that logo before, you know, we started. It's going to have a little logo there in the
front.
It's
going to be hot.
Yeah. And then, but see, also, we need your feedback in so many things. I want you to email us and tell us, what giveaway should we give? Yeah, just
what if they say a MacBook or something or iPhone?
I don't know. I'm not saying that we're going to give it to them.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm just saying
just options for a giveaway. Just
tell them as an extra one.
As long as I get a MacBook Air,
we'll get.
Sorry.
Hi, Mom.
We'll get a kick at least out of laughing at your requests.
That's true.
And this came from Billy in Mississippi, and he wants a new cow. Sorry, Billy, if you're in Mississippi and you want a new cow,
sorry, my friend.
Was unintentional. So yeah, send us your ideas for giveaways, and that is at podcast@deeperfaith.org. Also, we have our web page, which is deeperfaith.org, and our MySpace page, which is... What is it? MySpace.com/deeperfaith.
Did you get that?
You yeah. So you got all the contact information.
Tell it again.
MySpace.com/deeperfaith.org.
That's it. Dot.
That's the website.
Just Deeper Faith.
Deeper Faith.
Deeper Faith.
Okay,
deeper
sorry.
Faith. Oh, no, yeah, Deeper
Deeper
Faith.
Deeper Faith.org.
Yes. Right. Correct. So anyways, Fido's back, whatever that means. Okay, we want your feedback, so just go ahead and log on, send us emails, send us those MP3 WAV files. If you've written a song that you would like us to share,
yes,
we
need worship songs.
Yes, we do. We need some new ones, don't we?
Yeah,
we're out of them.
Like right here, we have like worship leaders from our Deeper Church service and our AV guy.
Always saying is
we can hook it up. Right, we'll give you credit. Trust us. So anyway, once again, welcome to our Deeper podcast, our very first one, and like I said, I'm here with some of my friends, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. You know, this is Randy. Tell us, Randy, about yourself.
I thought I was number four.
It doesn't really matter. You say you were going to follow my lead, and now
you're questioning my authority. Okay.
The last shall be first.
Okay, you know what? You lost your turn. Go ahead.
All right, Randy got a haircut.
Dude, that is right. Randy had hair down to here.
And it was blonde, wasn't it?
Like a man, like a Yeti.
Now he
looks like a Yeti.
I love it.
Yeti.
All right, go ahead, you.
No, I'm last now. It's your
all right.
I'm Sebastian, and I'm Hispanic, and I'm white-skinned.
Sebastian is musician, a translator, and a friend to all.
And a future male nurse, is that correct?
And a future male nurse.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And yes.
Okay.
And what else?
Now,
You're engaged.
She said yes.
She said yes.
That's unusual. Yes. And also, Seba's going to give us, like, some sports updates once in a while.
Yes. Yeah, I have a friend. His name is Juan Carlos González López Riva. He's going to give us a very nice weather. And no, a sport report talking about football, American football, and everything else. Thank you very much.
As his alter ego.
I do it every time.
And then we have Professor Adam Heck.
My name is Adam Heck. I am a college, I'm a college instructor. I haven't quite reached the rank of professor yet. I'm not quite important enough, but I love math. And
it's true.
Tell me about your name.
It's true.
M-A-T-H.
My name? Okay. This is really lame, and I use this to get my fiance to like me. My initials actually spell math. Whether you know it or not, Mr. Adam Thomas Heck. I know. It is a great pickup line, so just keep that in mind.
But you got to have your name Adam Heck.
But you got to have your name Mr. Adam. It could be some middle initial, a little different. But
you are also engaged.
I am engaged, and I'm getting married in about nine and a half weeks.
Dude, can we do a podcast from your wedding?
We can. We can do a podcast from the wedding. Actually, that'd be really cool.
No, wait a minute.
Are you
speaking without asking?
I am. I need to get this covered.
I'm sure she'll like it.
We can do a behind-the-scenes podcast of the wedding, not after the wedding.
Hey, but you know that? That could be our topic.
We can't do
for...
like a honeymoon.
No. That's another topic. No, because then Dylan would have to be there, and that just would be really awkward.
That would be kind of weird.
All right. See, we have topics for the next few
months. We do have topics.
Dating, marriage.
So it'll be just like youth Sabbath school. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. Okay.
But I get to worship lead too with Sebastian.
He's a beast.
No, this guy's the beast. We like to sing and praise. And so, seriously, if you guys have any great song ideas, float them our way.
We need them.
We're still stuck in the 1980s. We did
Michael W. Smith.
Song by Amy Grant we did last week.
Thy World.
It was, yeah.
That one.
We sang it five times last time.
And
great.
We also did Friends of Friends Forever. Yes. An acoustic set. Yes.
I cried.
And that, what about?
Pray for me.
And I'll pray for you. Mercy. Yeah.
Back in the day. Good stuff.
I don't know any.
All right, brother.
Okay. I'm Randy McGray. I'm married, along with Danny.
Sure. Why do you say it like that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do you say it like that?
Why?
Like we're beneath you?
No, I'm married. I mean, you guys are both about to be, so you'll be there soon enough.
All right, you'll be there soon enough. I'm getting married soon.
I'm not that interesting.
You're interesting because where are you from?
Oh, well, yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Yahee. I'm from Wisconsin.
How many people do you know from Wisconsin? Hello.
Yeah.
Cheese capital of the world.
Yeah, you know, brats.
Sorry about
stuff.
The championship, the NFC championship.
That's a subject I'm not ready to talk about just yet. Okay.
And here we go to our on-site sports reporter, Juan Rodrigo Carlos Gonzalez. He's going to tell us about the Green Bay game.
I'm going to tell you it was very cold, okay? Very cold.
Okay,
there
you go.
Thank you very much.
Not very good.
It was a very cold day.
Yeah. Excellent. And, you know, we're actually, you know, some of the things that we want to talk about here is that we want to talk about some current issues, social issues, spiritual issues, technology. Just email us. What's that email again? podcast@deeperfaith.org. If there's something that you would like for us to kind of discuss and talk about, just send us those ideas also. And at some point, we will get to them. Now, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this podcast?
Why are we doing this?
Because we have nothing to do on Thursday nights.
We have nothing to do on Thursday nights, so we decided, hey, you know, let's
make
talk about nothing. Let's do a show about nothing.
Wait a minute, that sounds really familiar.
What does?
A show about nothing.
A show about nothing? I know, I stole it. But that's okay.
We're trying to reach out, man.
What do you mean?
We're trying to bring something relevant to kids and adults and youth alike and everybody that they can relate to. We talk about different kinds of stuff, not just spiritual stuff. Not just fun stuff, but a good mixture of both. That's what I think.
I'm going to throw something else out there, too, is that one of the needs, I think, of man and of people is a need for community. And I know there's people out there who are going to listen to this who are in a place where it's hard for them to find a community, and maybe they can connect with us.
Yes.
You know, that's simple. You know, close an email.
How about just another voice that's maybe speaking a language that maybe right now there's not a lot of that verbiage going on, that maybe the style that we are just kind of laid back. Hanging out, friends, I mean, we all hang out other than just here. We see each other at least once a week, typically. Yeah. And so I think that brings, you know, some camaraderie and maybe just a different aspect.
And obviously it's not going to reach everybody. I mean, it's not someone you're going to, you know, turn it on in the podcast and be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Subscribe to what?
Dude. So, and that's okay.
Delete key? No, just kidding.
Unsubscribe. So we know that it's not for everybody, but maybe that, like you said, maybe there's someone out there that just strikes a chord with what we're doing. And ultimately, I think that what we want to do is just want to be a positive influence to whoever's like listening or watching this, you know, so they can be an influence to their community.
Yeah,
you know,
positive, and we want to be real.
Right.
I think if there's so many fabricated shows out there today, so many fabricated arguments and points of view. We just want to come in and be ourselves and show you that, you know, God is the kind of God that accepts you for who you are, and not it isn't as complicated as we make it out to be, really.
Yeah. I mean, we're only going to ask you for a $2,000 donation.
At the end of the
just
show.
Keep that in mind.
Right, the first episode is free, but after that, yeah, you get a lot pricier.
Right. Yes. You get a t-shirt with that and with a hand-carved wooden doll of
Adam.
Of me.
Of Mr. Math.
Hello.
Yeah. And we'll be posting the account number at deeperfaith.org.
That's right. That's right.
27597 Florida Hospital Credit Union.
Hey, yeah, by the way, this podcast is a ministry of Deeper, which is a 20-something community based out of the Forest Lake Church here in Apopka.
What, how old are you?
I'm 31.
I'm 30.
I'm 36.
But we're still 30. Okay, we're still doing it for 20-something.
20. Yeah, he spoke incorrectly. It's 20s and 30s.
20s and 30s.
It's not just 20s.
What do I know?
Well, it could be 20s and something, and the something is actually 30s.
We see you got a large portion of sense.
You know, let's say you're 40. Don't you want to be known as a 20-something?
50s. Let me clear this up.
As long as you know by a something, right?
Deeper is the majority of people there are 20s and 30s, but it's a worship style. And it doesn't matter what age group you are, truly.
Right.
I mean, just come by and have a good time.
Yeah.
Unless you're 100.
And worship with us. If you're 100, it's hard to get those aisles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very steep.
That's right. That's right.
Our mission as Deeper, you guys.
Those downhill slopes can kill you, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to have a hard time getting through the show.
Okay, we can do this.
No, our mission at Deeper is to encounter God, to connect with authenticity, and to ignite his passion in others.
Yep.
So basically, what we want to do is those three words, encounter, connect, and ignite. So at the end of the day, if we've done one of those things in this podcast, then I think that, you know, at least for now, we have, you know, done what we wanted to.
Since I'm acronym boy, did you know that spells ice backwards?
Ice. Yeah.
Ice. Okay,
ice,
Mr.
Ice,
Math. Ice,
right, that was dumb.
I think that was bad.
Sweet.
That's okay.
Can we cut that out? Just that whole comment.
We'll be here
cut
all
out,
week.
Delwin.
Thank you very much.
No, we're not cutting anything out.
Okay.
By the way, you don't see him, but Delwin is right here.
Delwin,
stick
your hand
out.
I can't see it yet. Go ahead.
Come on. Go. More. Oh,
there he is. Delwin.
He's a man.
Nice.
Very good. We are going to be discussing some issues over the next, year or so. At this point, we have a frequency of once a month, the podcast. You know, if in a couple of months we decide we want to do more than that and we can find the time, then we'll do it. But at this time, we want to do a monthly podcast, and it's going to be, we're hoping to have it done at the end of the month. So now January is coming up. We'll hope to have this done, you know, here at the end of January. In February, we'll be done by the end of February. The February podcast is going to be on who would Jesus vote for?
Mercy.
Tough. Who would Jesus vote for? A lot of times we don't talk about politics.
Mercy.
So if you have any thoughts, again, email your MP3s to podcast@deeperfaith.org.
That's a hard question, bro.
I know.
That's going to ignite.
It's going to ignite.
Like the mission, it's going to ignite, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can start whenever. You can start researching now. And again, you have a whole month to send us your MP3s of your comments about who would Jesus vote for.
Yeah.
Or anything you might want in the realms of, you know, politics and all that.
And people, if you guys like this podcast, just let other people know.
Yeah.
So we don't have, like, two listeners. You know,
our girlfriends.
Our girlfriends. Yeah, no worries.
Also, I was going to say that we're going to be live in Dallas at the National Convention of Youth and Young Adults.
Come on now.
Except for him.
No, actually, I think I'm going.
Are you
serious?
I think I'm going.
Never mind.
I think I'm going.
We're going to be.
No, I think I'm going.
Okay.
It's in the process. We'll see what happens.
Okay, very good. Cool. Yeah. That'd be
you
sweet.
Going to do music over there?
I think so.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm praying about it.
Wow.
All right.
We'll see.
See, even we learned something.
We shall see.
Tonight.
We know something. So we're gonna have live from Dallas. That's gonna be cool. Podcast. And then in May we have God Encounters. We're gonna have a live podcast here on the first Saturday of God Encounters weekend. And then I dropped that. And then the second weekend we're at Lake Eola, and we're gonna be live downtown. At the park.
For God Encounters,
hanging out,
man.
For God Encounters.
That's right.
Rocking
yeah,
out
that's right.
At night in downtown. Live.
That's going to be hot.
It's pretty bad.
It's going to be nice. So we'll bring some live stuff to you. We also have a mission trip coming up in August. We'll do that. So
we
hopefully we can
have...
Dude, you are so out of the loop.
He does sound. He does sound.
He never pays attention.
He's got a haircut. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we have a mission trip coming up in August.
I didn't know.
I figured I'd take this platform to unveil that.
Bro, where are you going on your honeymoon?
We are. So let's not talk about your honeymoon here.
I want to know.
I hear Ocala has some nice spots.
Ocala has a sweet spot.
How we the hills?
It's a good forest in that. Yeah.
We're on a Cadillac.
Roughing it.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
No, no, that's fine. That's fine. So, anyways, I'm just kind of like letting everybody know that we will have some live stuff that we'll do once in a while, bringing some updates from, you know, even different parts of the world.
Nice.
Also, there are some amazing young adult groups around this country that are doing some amazing stuff. I can think of one in Chicago, Oasis, and there's a bunch of other God Encounters, little pots that are springing up. And what we want to do is we want to hook up with you at some point and kind of like interview you live on this podcast. That'd be cool. So we'll be getting in touch with some of you people about that. Besides that, I don't have anything else to share for tonight because this is kind of like the intro one. And
I got something to share.
What else would
Break
you like
down.
To tell us?
Has anybody ever heard of the Neti pot?
The who?
The Neti pot. N-E-T-I pot.
No.
It's a pot that helps you unclog your nasal passages.
No, I have
Let
seen
me explain.
That.
It's
that
kind of weird.
Dude.
It's gross, but I just want to tell you because the next podcast, what I want to do is I want to share my experiences with the Neti pot.
Okay.
And how my nasal passages have cleared up from mucus. It's just something that I want
to
share.
Oh, you have to say mucus on here?
I'm sorry.
But
it's really cool because it helps with post nasal drip.
Where did they get the name Neti pot?
It's some Indian, some like ancient Indian name that if you say it backwards, it's a curse.
Oh.
Don't say it backwards.
Top of 10.
Don't say it backwards.
Okay, let's not say backwards.
But it's really cool, for real. I want to share. That's what I'm saying, because I'm gonna next podcast, I'm gonna bring the Neti pot and we're gonna film. I like to film it and show you guys.
We'll be draining in the middle of the service.
Well, yes, that's
awesome.
Cool.
It's really cool. It's really cool, and it really helps with post nasal drip.
Hey, we said we're gonna discuss all kinds of things, cultural issues.
Come on now.
Issues. Yes. Now, this would be like a medical.
This would be a medical breakthrough, yo.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
All right, very good.
Are we going to get colonics the next month?
What? What's colonics?
Anyways,
moving on. Next.
Now you threw me off. I don't know what clonics is, bro.
After.
Yeah, let's
all right,
not say
all right,
anymore.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I'm feeling dirty.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Mercy, Lord. Okay.
Anyways, want to remind you
Okay.
That email address again.
The
is
email address is
podcast@deeperradio.org.
Send us the MP3. Send us a WAV file. Send us an email. Send us a Telegram. You know, maybe that's all you have.
Telegram.
In your
my gosh.
Yeah, you know,
what
whatever.
About snail mail. Are we gonna
snail
do that?
Mail? Yeah, you can do
we'll
snail
take it.
Mail.
We'll take it.
We need an address, don't we?
Yeah.
It's 515
Harley Lester.
Harley Lester Lane.
Apopka.
Florida.
327-03.
The address again is 515 Harley Lester Lane. Apopka, that is APOPKA, Florida.
You spelled that fast, bro. Oh,
I know.
Nice. It's so hard.
And I'm Cuban, so go figure. 327-03. Oye, caballo. Yeah. Hey, a couple of things before we check out of here is that on Sunday, November.
Sunday.
Next podcast, we'll be using our time machine to go back to November.
Sunday, February 2nd, there's a Super Bowl party at my house.
Yeah,
February 3rd.
We're
Isn't it February 3rd?
Go Cowboys.
No, February 2nd. You're the sports guy, Juan Rodriguez Gonzalez.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Yeah, anyways, he's going to be live at the Super Bowl tailgate party at my house.
I want to do it.
So come. It'll start about 4:30. Bring your own chair. Bring your own, like, water. Bring your own grill. Bring whatever else, you know, and your umbrella. And come dressed in some sort of like football like uniform, not like helmet and pads.
You're gonna
like
have
that.
You're gonna be good
unless you have them.
Come on over, and that's gonna be February 2 at 4:30 p.m. at my house. And you'll get
6.
More info. Kickoff is at 6. Also, we have a deeper campout coming up on March 21st and 22nd.
I didn't know this.
By the way, Adam won't be there because he's getting married the next week. So
I will not.
Can I just say something here? This is the most informative, deeper news thing that I've ever
been involved
in.
I want to show this next week.
Informative? Dude, you are being informed, aren't you?
We're not deeper members. We have no idea what's going on.
We are deeper every week, and this is the third thing I know nothing about.
But I can tell you about the Neti pot and its benefits for post-nasal drip.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Any final words, Seba? Any words of wisdom as we go?
Yo, this is the first podcast we've ever done together, I think, and ever done ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that God's going to bless it. I know that God has put in our hearts the mission to reach out to you guys. And I'm serious. That neti pot really works.
Okay.
It really does.
All right. There you go.
You hear that? Thank you very much.
What about you, Mr. Math?
You know, just to tell you out of the blue, if you're looking for some good devotional ideas, a couple of good books to pick up are Rob Bell's book.
Sex God, bro. No,
Sex God is one. The one I'm thinking of is Velvet Elvis. Or Donald Miller. Donald Miller's Blue Like Jazz is amazing. Or if you don't want to go the book route, memorizing scripture is just an awesome way.
Started with Psalms. So I started one time. I got to like Psalm like 10.
Did you?
And then for like 2 weeks, I didn't. And then I forgot all about it.
But bro, Psalm 4 and 5 is like hard. They're long.
Well, yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm working on 119 right now.
Read
your 119. Mr. Magray.
And a bumper sticker 119. Following up on Sava's thoughts. I think that, you know, we're not only trying to reach out to you guys, but we want you to reach out to us because we need you every bit as much as someone might need us. Because, you know, we're not the end all of anything. So any feedback or any ideas, anything is, you know, let us know.
Excellent. I like it. Anyway,
awesome.
Hey, thanks for taking time to check out this Deeper podcast. I hope that at least you had a laugh or two, or at least you decided whether you're going to listen to us again or not. And
yes.
That's okay.
But don't judge us totally on this.
But
okay?
In the meantime, remember that life is real. And God wants us to enjoy ourselves and be in tune with Him. Let's go deeper. Later. Peace out.
Yo.
Take care. Yo.
That wasn't easy. How long did we mess with that? In getting the words right, while him and Andrea argued over which way it was, it's like, I will! No, it's I'll. I'll.
I read an article today saying that couples that argue live longer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Live longer.
They don't want anything inside.
We're going to live forever, bro.
Andrea and I argue so much. We don't argue anymore because it's like, what's the point?
After a while, you know all the positions. You're just like, oh, I'm not even going there.
You're stuck. You're like, hey, we're stuck in this.
You have no what choice do you have, bro? You have no opinion anymore. Whatever. Just live the life.
Exactly.
Say you're wrong. She's right. And that's it.
That's going to be another topic.